to go through some of the lachas of the mentioning Merida Geshem. And then we'll talk about the lachas of Sintal Motu in the appropriate time. And after you finish that, I'm going to start with halachas of the Tilsa Daim for the Suda that we'll be studying Geshem next week. Just to go through some of the lachas of saying Merida. So we say in, we add in to our Shemoneh Esrei in the second bracha from Shemini Atzeres until Pesach, the Mashi Beruach. And Mashi Baruch and Merida Geshem and Merida Goshem. We'll talk about the different nusach about that for tomorrow. So the lachas that a person has to add this extra praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu from Shmini Atzeres until Pesach. If a person does not add that extra praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mashi Baruch and Merida Goshem, so the lachas that he is not yotze and he has to go back. The person realizes that he forgot to say this phrase, Mashiach HaMorah Degoshem, and he's still holding in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. He said, Otok Gibor, he said, Rav Lushia, and he said, Mechal Kachai, Mechesem, Mechayiv, he forgot to say it. He realizes it somewhere later on in the paragraph. So, Lachas, he adds the extra Haskara anywhere in the paragraph. It does not have to be specifically after the words Rav Lushia before Mechal Kachai, Mechesem. So, a person realizes before, Menemen Atolach, Yos Mesim, he would say the Masha Baruch HaMorah Degoshem, and then he would say, Menemen Atolach, Yos Mesim. Let's say the person said the Menemen Atolach, Yos Mesim, and then he realized that he did not say Mashi Baruch HaMorah Goshem. So he says Mashi Baruch HaMorah Goshem, but he repeats the words V'nemenot HaLach Yos Meisim, because immediately prior to the bracha, we need to say a phrase which is specifically about what the bracha is talking about. That's a general rule by brachas, long brachas, that we mention that something which is similar to the actual chasima of the bracha, the closing of the bracha, which is the bracha to Hashem. You say something me'ena chasima samach v'chasima. So since the topic over there is mechaya meisim, the phrase v'nemana to l'hach yirs meisim is referring specifically to tchias meisim. So we have to say that phrase immediately prior to the bracha. So a person realized he would say mashu bracha marana goshem, and then repeat v'nemana to l'hach yirs meisim bracha to Hashem mechaya meisim. If a person did not say Mashiach Baruch HaMorah Degoshem and he already finished the bracha, so he goes back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Somebody asked me a question, does he need to take three steps back before he starts over again? And the answer is no, he does not need to take three steps back. He does not need to take three steps back. He just goes back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. He does not say Hashem Sosai Tiftoch again. He starts from Baruch to Hashem. He does not say Hashem Sosai Tiftoch again. If a person has the Nusach, the minig of that people daven Nusach Svar, that they say Marid at all in the summertime. So if the person forgot Mashiach Baruch HaMorah Degoshem, it's probably because he said Marid at all. So if he said Marid at all, he does not need to go back. So he did say some praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It wasn't Mashiach Baruch HaMorah Degoshem, but he did say some praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he does not need to go back. He said Marid at all. If a person does not say anything at all, he has to go back. If a person is not sure whether he said it properly or not, so we assume that a person is going to say what he's used to saying. So a person davening Nusach Ashkenaz, in the summer he says, there's no mention of anything over there. So we assume he did not say Mashiach Baruch HaMorah Degoshem. Let's say a person in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei planned to say Mashiach Baruch HaMorah Degoshem. He realizes that's the halacha. So Mishabur says, let's say that was the plan. And then he finished Shemoneh Esrei and he realizes, you know, a little while later he wakes up, he says, I'm not sure if I said it or not. So that it says in that situation, we assume the person, since he planned to say it, then so he probably said the way he was supposed to, and we assume that he said it. Now it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, if the person's question arose immediately, then you cannot rely on that. However, if someone points out that's all talking about if you only thought about it at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. But if you at the beginning of the second bracha, you started saying a talk, you said, oh, Merida Goshen. You're going to say it. You're thinking you thought about it. And then you can't remember afterwards if you did actually say it or not. So then we assume that you said it, even though the question arises later on in Shemoneh Esrei. Did I say it or not? Well, I remember I was planning to say it right then. I was planning to say it. I don't remember if I did or not. So the person would say it. It would not have to go back. We assume that he said it properly. There is an Eitzah. If a person is concerned about this issue, he has this question regularly. He doesn't remember if he said it, didn't say it. So you're getting involved in possibly brachas of Atola, going back, etc. So a person, there is an Eitzah of saying it multiple times to getting yourself used to saying it in a certain way. We pass on that this works. So how many times do you have to say it? The Shulchan Aruch says 90 times. Some service says really you should say it maybe more than that, but a person has to say 90 times, getting used to saying it. Now, what are you supposed to say to get used to? So, saying Mashiach Baruch Amar Degoshem is not what we're getting used to. We're getting used to that after the words, Rav Lahushia, instead of going straight to Mechal Kalkayim V'chesed, you're going to say, Rav Lahushia, Mashiach Baruch Amar Degoshem. So, starting from the words, Rav Lahushia, a person would say 90 times, Rav Lahushia, Mashiach Baruch Amar Degoshem. We say he got used to saying it over there, and therefore we will assume that he said it properly. If a person has this issue of getting into this question regularly, there's certain people who ask me this question, like, I get the question from them multiple times, etc. What about this version, what about that, etc. If a person knows that he has this issue, a person should definitely use this Eitzah in order to prevent the question of Brachos Lebatola. So this way he will not get involved in the question. In regards to some other points of the Halacha and what's the correct Nusuf, Geshem or Goshem, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Have a good day.